And finally, this week marks the 40th anniversary of Pope Paul VI's encyclical Populorum Progressio, or On the Development of Peoples. It was published at Easter in 1967. Development agencies across the world are now marking this anniversary. Archbishop Ignatius Aya Kagama, head of the Diocese of Jos in northern Nigeria, is promoting the British Catholic aid agency CAFOD's Live Simply campaign, which highlights the way each one of us can do something to further the goals of justice, equality, and peace. He spoke to my colleague, Philippa Hitchin.
It's meant to be a reminder to wealthier nations to be conscious of the needs of others who are not equally blessed materially, the need for mutual solidarity, for social justice and universal charity. So we continue to tell people as individuals to live simply, then this will extend to the families, to the schools, and perhaps to government. And when we begin to be conscious of the needs of others and we try to bridge the gap between the rich and the poor, I think the world would be certainly a better place. There will be less crisis, there will be less violence, and we will all be happy and living together as God's children.
Certainly there is a much greater awareness today, isn't there, about the needs of the continent of Africa. There are many projects, many government goals have been set up to try and to deliver the kind of aid that will help African countries get back on their feet again. And yet somehow this awareness, it seems, doesn't always translate into a real improvement in the lives of people in those countries.
Yeah, a lot is said to be given by foreign governments and international agencies for the alleviation of poverty in Africa. But I'm afraid to say that sometimes these funds are just given without taking care to monitor what the funds are being used for.